This is day 1676 of the Aruch Shulchan Yom. Today we're doing Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph, Sifta Zayin, Techav Beis. No, Zachem and Keba. The person had a male and a female, Umeso, and they died, and they left children. A raise that came, Mitzvah Peraviv, you fulfilled Mitzvah Peraviv, Peruvu, Sheyeshim and Yishoelim, because you settled the world. Akasa Rambam Zal, Rambam writes, when the grandchildren were male and female. They came from male and female. Even though the male is the son of his daughter, and the female is the son of the daughter of his son. Since they came from his two children, you build the mitzvah bravu. Ben Ubat, so if you had a son and daughter, and one of them left a male and a female, and then looking at Mitzvah, didn't fulfill the Mitzvah kind of Shona, which is an amazing thing. In other words, you have to have progeny from both your children. Even though ultimately a male and female came out in the third generation, the Torah required him himself to give birth to a male and female. If his the Torah's intent was only that from his children there should emerge a male and female, he could exempt himself by having just a male or a female. Because in the third generation, each one could have a male and a female. The Torah required every man to give birth to a male and a female. If they died, they should remain from both of them, male and female. Even though the gender is going to be reversed in the third generation, there should be children remaining for each one of them. So if you have two of them left, two males or two females, it's not effective. The second gender is missing. That's Bishmur. Even if your male and female children had both males, that's effective. That's a test in the bonus. That's on base. Even though two males are not effective for the first generation, the second generation, since the second male in the third generation comes from the lineage of the daughter, this son who came from the daughter takes her place. Some say, even if from both your male son and daughter, you left two granddaughters, they came in the kiem, since you already fulfilled it, and now they have remaining progeny, so if the second generation are both still alive. But at first he had two males, Mesu, and they died. And those two males left a male and a female. Animal, that's not effective. Since with the two males, he didn't fulfill Piraviva in the second generation. If Shashachayim by Yotzim, he can't fulfill with the third generation. I feel like Abayim had many children. Ben Ubas, if he had a son and daughter, Mesa Abbas and the daughter died, Vinich Abbas and she left the daughter, but Ben Kayam and the son is still alive. Osha Ben Mesa, the son died, Vinich Ben and he left the grandson, but Abbas came and the daughter's alive, but they became period of Rivia, so fulfilled Puravu. And then Mesa Abbas, but the daughter died, Vinich Ben and left the son, Obino Kayam and his son is alive, low lead at night, and the son has not yet given birth. That's Ram Lokim period of Rivia, according to Ram, he didn't fulfill Puravu. The way in Lotso Zakhana came, he doesn't have now a male and female. The second opinion, which is Tosfos, Demonic, where the effective of two males are left in the third generation, comes out more so to one male in the second generation, one male third generation, which came from a daughter in the second generation. Closer to the general principle is, Shanishu and Zorah in the game, Zorah in the cable show, if a male and female in the third generation made from the male and female of his second generation, Avim Doshu Shabim in the third or fourth generation, Vyaser, and further, raised the Kim Piravivia, fulfilled Piravu, Avim the cable, Meazorah, Meazorah in the cable, even the females and the male, and the males and the female. If from only one of his progeny, male and female have remained, I feel our base coin the campus have been many males and females. Since in the second child, nothing remains. Haray is a low king and hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. But if there are two males or two females, depends on the places in the Rambam. Those who say, point of being is two males at work. Koshkin Shane Kev is certainly two females at work. It's Magia in the Taz. Low Mashal came called Paiskim doesn't sound away from all the Paiskim. Gam Sugya Sashas, Mashk Mashal Savo Sugya, and the Gemara seems to be like we've explained. Yitzayin, I feel Yeshu Zoch in the Kev, I mean, I put it even have a male female from a woman who did not marry. So he says, B'chuba Kiddushin, you marry B'chuba Kiddushin, I feel Mamzerim, and even these two children are illegitimate. If you're in an adulterous relationship with a woman, and you gave birth to two children, which are now Mamzerim, now to marry, normally Israel, but come, compare, Mr. Spirit, Maria, Vakim, still it's approvally fulfilled. For you, Chershim, Yishraitim, and even these children are deaf mutes, or not sane, and become called nevertheless Zarohim, they're still children, they give birth. But it's son from a slave woman or from a non Jewish woman, so to a daughter from them, that's not Peruvu. Because they're not considered to be related to him. It's known his mamzer is a Peruvu, but Shane Yadulu Yatza. But if not knowing his mamzer, they don't fulfill the obligation. The Mar Chazal said the mamzer she'ena yodua, mamzer who's not known, whose identity is not known to the public, lo yichyarbe is not going to survive a long time. Lo nireli, I don't think so, says Oroch Shul. The Manav Shul, whatever we look at, Kozma Shuchai, as long as the mamzer is alive, you fulfill the obligation. Mim Yomus, and if your mamzer dies, you nuchzera, and somehow managed to marry somebody appropriate and had children, you have to be sorry, you fulfill with his children, which Kasadim. Yomus Chayev, Loi Niach Bazera, and if the mamzer dies his lifetime, doesn't leave any children, I can't pay the mamzer Yotza, even sign mamzer when you're at it. And to say that he's considered to be not suitable to leave progeny, and therefore it's like a child, person who's not capable of giving birth, Lomashokal, that doesn't seem to be the case at all. Yuchas Kwani's birth already become explained to the Ben Sri Subban Basalonis. If you have a son who cannot conceive or a daughter cannot conceive, looking peer of review, not fulfill Puruvu. But if the son is not a Swiss functional Islandist, but he married a woman who can't give birth. Oh, Abbasin, no, and his daughter is not an Islandist functional. He's a Swiss, she married a man who cannot conceive. Avagab Shalilidu, even though not going to give birth, become nevertheless. Hav came peer of review. The father fulfilled Puruvu, came which is our real Malulid, since his children are suitable to give birth. Those who doubt this, the came in the Kopanim, should be sure him, since the final analysis is not going to be any settling of the world by these progeny, lo yatsa hu yidei chavosu, not fulfill his obligation. Avenir Klaus for Azu doesn't seem to be correct. The Mishlam Mokshu Atzmo, Holy Jesus, if he himself gave birth to a girl or boy who can't give birth, I don't look at mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah. She can't mitzvah tikkun, but if they he fulfilled the mitzvah appropriately, they push me the same, and they sinned. They were criminal in their marriages. Ezas for she absi mitzvah. So why should he lose the mitzvah? She might shekil klu hey, but them since that they ruined themselves. They are them chayit, but chayit shachem. A person does not sin, and other people sins. Can he my ben isapech? Because that was the case if the child left our religion. No more ganki shulakim peruvivya. So we say also you don't fulfill peruvivya. Obviously, lo daimi lo yilabani. Who makes it sound like a person had children and they died? The mishamim yashmai in the loom. There, heaven took away his mitzvah. Mel tells mitzvah. So since heaven took away his children, he took away his mitzvah. Lo kshem asu ma'aseh, not where they did something inappropriate. Bracket says with dash ish mishukar b'ishin yistaber bati. It's a question about a woman who got pregnant in a bathtub. There was no marital relations, normal marital relations. Again, peruvivya, the father fills peruvu. Amdam kemer shezelo shechla in erchze, but since it's not prevalent, we're not going to spend time on this. Actually, it is prevalent nowadays, and it's discussed a great deal about IVF, whether if a husband or wife conceives for IVF, it's considered fulfilling the peruvu or not. Many posts can say it's not fulfilling peruvu. The tzitzelos went so far as to forbid IVF because he says it's not fulfilling the peruvu. That's the extreme. Most poskim don't pass like that. Is a shitas yochid, but whether it is puravu is a separate question from whether it's permitted or not permitted. Yutas hila banim biyoso kuti. If a person had children when he was not Jewish, his guy name became a Jew. He converted. In practice, it says on account of censorship, yom kadmonim in the ancient times. I raise a king pri of riva fulfills puravu. But I've got the kotzer shlo adam, even though it's like a child who's just born, and therefore anything which happened before shouldn't count. Nevertheless, came in the gam hein b'nei pri of riva. You know, since non-Jews are also subject to the concept of approval, as we've explained. Abishu Stav, and they're not commanded approval. Kokom never say b'chol yisam, in general, yeshleim k'mo chovel yashayom, there's something like an obligation to sell the world. She's our Ratzon Hashem, b'chol yisam, Adam, Noach does that, because that was the will of God and his blessing to Adam and to Noach, which time Sipay, as we saw in Sipay. Big up here, Riva, Mishum, the Shabbat, it's on the primary period of Riva, it's just settled world. Came to us, the Shabbat, for since he made settlement in the world. Shulna is Chai Mitzvah, he's no longer obligated to his Mitzvah. Sesh Chai, the King, period of Riva, that we said, fulfill period of Riva, and come on, Shukim Mitzvah, say, Zoo. Interesting. Shulna says, it's not that he fulfilled the Mitzvah, says, say. And come on, Shukim, period of Riva, but he fulfilled the concept of pure Riva. Shato, and will tell us what Mitzvah is pure Riva. So, for the Mitzvah, proof was not incumbent upon him. Fascinating. I will have Bunny, but also Evan, when he's talking about he had children when he was an Evan, which don't have a halachic relation, not halachic related to him. The Shtachar, and then he was released. I think the Shtachar, who, Vahim, if they both released, he and his children. Okay, Mitzvah's prayer, Riva, and fulfill the Mitzvah, proof, which in the Evan, and a Bunny, we see Achim, are going up because of my slave. The children are not considered to be related to him. Hashem came, Bekuti, as opposed to a non-Jew, but him is Yachas and Rav Shul, which is considered to be related to him. Chasa, because of Chof. That's where Rambam. But to the Rambam, to right, the marriage is Gara of a Bonim. So where the father and children converted together. At least, come not necessarily, but they both converted. Chasa, from Farshim, the Farshim asked, the Farshim state, the locate. If that's not the case, why them, Enim, only Makai, Mitzvah, Spirit of Arivia. If they're not, they don't count from Pur Vult. Some say that Gamli is Gar Levado, even if it was Gar himself without them. Came for a real good fulfill Peru, that's a Shmuel, name of the Mario. Came out of Kamaklo Visham, and it seems several Shemo that way as well. But it was came in that Ravavi Kakotan Shanoladbo. No, the truth is, if Gavis is like a newborn child, Mama will do be around Matur, I've been putting his Gar. What difference does it make even the children were Magair? If that's, it shouldn't be helpful. Vadiyotze de Piraviva Gamikoni, we still must fulfill Piraviva prior to its conversion. Came Choniyotze, so therefore, no matter what, he's Yotze. Vone Furthermore, the Vashas and the Mechor's time, Mimzayim, before the head, it says explicitly, the Radrav, the contract, she's Gaira, and the Miachazelza. They're Magaira, it's worse, they're no longer related to each other. It's the Kor. Nearly the Enka Machlekas. I don't think there's an argument, says Orochjo. Gamma Ramam, Batur, Modim. The Ramam and Tur also could see the Gamini's Gaira, the Bada, even if it was Gaira himself, and with Tuba Piraviva, no longer to approve, because the concept was fulfilled. Came to record may appear a Riven, he knew, since initially he wasn't Ben Pir Riva, as a goy, after Lloyd Stab, we knew it's not commanded, Kamushka Savnu. Like we wrote. And Shakamakan ran, never say, Lokim, Mitzvah, I say. Again, as you said before, he didn't fulfill the Mitzvah, the positive commandment, because you're bound, like we said, the body was seen and he thought he saw Mitzvah. So he had signed this is a Mitzvah, which is incumbent, placed the incumbent specifically on Jews. Shita Shoy Sam Mitzvah, Shita, also in the Chnosset, well, no, that's not it. It's like this. That's kind of Bishina. Certainly, when the mitzvah was given to Am Yisrael, was given that they should give birth to enter to children who would be Jews under the kind of Bishina. Avalim Gam Abani Mizgaru Pasku. The Pasku came mitzvah say Zu. Nevertheless, if the children were Megai, they post can say, you fulfill the mitzvah at Tam, is an Avshem Yisiachas and after Achman, they're not related to him now. Nevertheless, we cut him out before they related to him. We close him name Pir Brivaninu. And there's a general category, Puruvu, based on Sakbishim Sholem. He was bound in the southern world. Now that they came Jewish, Harry Mamish came a mitzvah. Even more so if over the mitzvah. It's very difficult to understand. Below Zen, he then a mitzvah in Tubahata. Kokom, a mitzvah of Kaim. Nevertheless, the Rakshun sticks to the Kiddush. That if they're not Megayer, first of all, say you know, Megayer is Makai, the Mitzvah Mamish, it's a Pella, but besides that, he goes, but now he defaults back to his other position, that there's this twilight zone where you don't fulfill the Mitzvah, but you're not Mechuyim anymore. Chafaf, imagine it's Bar the Begil, assume Shona Kovin Lisa Isha, that which he said, that when a man reaches 20 years old, we compel him to marry a wife, Kasar Rabin Ramah, the Mizman said, no, Gushlo Kuvin, are they in age, you don't compel these things. Wants to marry a woman who can't give birth, going to Akara, such a woman who's barren, who's cane, or elderly, or knana, or a minor, because he wants her, because for money. Even though it would be appropriate to protest him, for several generations away, we're not meticulous in these matters of Shidduchim. And even today, even when a man married a woman who dwelt together 10 years and did not have children, Lana Gulukuba Silgarsha, the custom is not, says Rama, to compel him to divorce her. Abish Lokimber, Rivino, Dafo, Phil Purvu. Hanchar, in Yanni Sugim, so to all matters of couples, the bachelor has so love, and numbers that we don't ever compel divorces unless she's forbidden to. Painchum Tam Nochlamina, rejects all the statements of the Ramah. He says there's no good reason for this. The Chol Tam Hashem is that Kulim Chulim. All the reasons are given are rejectable. This is from the Gra. I'm not Nemes. I'm Nemes. Shem Yelena Kachim Chos. You don't have the capacity to compel. But also about someone Yachushin Hashem. But some of you on his own should be concerned. Yeshua Chos Hashem. Some those who say the Mitzacher. They themselves Zibu Kavul Gogur. He's laying in order to find a good shidduch. See, but there's another reason. Look, apparently we don't compel him. Says, nevertheless, one should not tarry, unless there's a good reason, more than age 24. If he can sustain them all in an honorable way. And if they want to live like poverty, he can marry them no matter what. Seven women are going to grab onto one man. It's only by a bomba there's incumbent on basin. Give her a good counsel, to tell her not to marry him. And they see it's not a good idea for her. Nevertheless, even Mikra Dinum, it's a chachamim gave an eight not to marry more than four women. I feel who are here, even if he's rich, we hold to the finance, yes, and he can sustain more women. But each one should have relations with him at least once a month. Those time of Chacham is Shabbos and Shabbos, because the period for a time of Chacham to have relations with his wife is once a week. So evidently, four wives, each one gets one time a month. Okay, obviously, this is an introduction to Chen Rabbeinu Geshem, but that's already tomorrow's Aruch HaShulchan.